Are.
Bye. From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The early voting period for Texas's November 4th election is now in its second week. Besides local ballot measures, every Texan who heads to the poll will have a chance to decide on 17 proposed amendments to the state's constitution. Caitlin Farrell, who lives in the North Side neighborhood in Houston, says it's crucial that Texans stay informed and vote.
Making your voice heard about those things is really important, even if it doesn't seem as much.
Texas voters will have until this Friday to vote early. A nonprofit organization that serves meals for kids is getting a big boost from an energy provider. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with that story. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Kids Meals serves nutritional meals to about 10,000 kids a day. Now, with the help of ExxonMobil, they've moved into a new 50,000-square-foot facility in northwest Houston. The addition to their Spring Branch kitchens will allow Kids Meals to raise the number of meals to 26,000 by 2031. According to KPRC, Kids Meals is the only aid organization in the nation that serves food to needy preschoolers. And the new facility and expanded reach of Kids Meals couldn't come at a better time, as the number of those served has surged from 3,200 to more than 7,600 in 2 weeks. Kids Meals will likely step up efforts to feed kids during the government shutdown and SNAP curtailments.
All right, Tom. The Houston Food Bank is preparing to launch special distribution sites for federal workers and SNAP recipients impacted by the government shutdown. There are about 50,000 federal employees in the Houston metro area. Roughly 425,000 households in the area receive SNAP benefits. That's according to Brian Green, the food bank's president and CEO.
To the families that are going through this, this is not a natural crisis. We as a society are doing this.
The food bank is asking people to register for the special distribution sites online or by calling 211. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the makers of Tylenol. Alexandra Hart reports Paxton is alleging Johnson & Johnson and a spinoff company violated the state's Deceptive Trade Practices Act.
The lawsuit accuses the companies of deceptively marketing Tylenol to pregnant mothers as safe, citing unproven claims that the drug increases the risk of autism and ADHD. It's the first lawsuit of its kind from a state government and comes just a month after President Donald Trump announced guidance recommending that pregnant women avoid using acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol. In a statement, Kenview says it's, quote, deeply concerned by the perpetuation of misinformation on the safety of acetaminophen. While some studies have shown a possible correlation between acetaminophen use and autism, none have established a causal link, and major medical associations, including the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, have maintained that the drug is safe to take during pregnancy. I'm Alexandra Hart in Houston.
A wind advisory is in place right now throughout the Houston area, and it'll stay there until 7 o'clock tonight. 58 degrees right now here on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab, News.